is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Well, coach, welcome back to the show. Congrats on a successful season, a playoff run. I know it's not the way we wanted to finish. We lost a tough game last week to Effingham, which we knew it was going to be a tough game. Kind of saw that at the beginning of the year. It's going to be for the region, that last game. But it was a good game. It was an incredible comeback. We just kind of started out a little slow out of the gate there. What do you give us your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, definitely. I think the one thing I think you can take away from the loss, you know, you got to use it as a learning experience. And I'm just so proud of our guys for the way they fought for all four quarters. That's one thing as a coach. You look back and our kids never gave up, never quit, even when we were down at the half. I think that our guys played a tremendous game, against a great opponent. You know, hats off to Effingham, and you know, they won the region, and a great coaching staff, and a lot of respect for their head coach. But our guys never quit, and to see that heading into the playoff is very promising, and that's something we can build upon.
Absolutely. So what, I'm sure that's probably what you said, what'd you tell the players there after the game? Because we don't get to hear that, and I'm always interested in what the coaches say, and I know those guys had to be amped up and probably disappointed that it was right there and they just had to come away with a loss, even though it was only the last second field goal.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's one of the things that I told them, how proud of them, how they played, and they kept their composure. They kept, when things were tough, they really, really relied on teamwork and getting it back one play at a time. They didn't try and get it back, you know, all in one play. I think that, and the one thing that I told them was, you know, heading into the playoffs, we'll keep playing as long as y'all want to keep playing. And with that kind of, let's go back to work on Monday and let's get ready for Monday's meal.
Absolutely. That's definitely the message. Let's keep playing. Well, you kind of already answered it, Coach, but what kind of positives, I mean, you can take away from this game, even though we did lose, but we're in good position still, I believe.
Yeah, I think, you know, our defense played really hard, really got going in the second quarter. Defensive line and linebacker played, you know, they were challenged all night long. We got to the quarterback a few times, and there's a few times we're almost there. And, just the way they played tough. They had a big running back, number one, that was really good, and the quarterback was a tremendous athlete. But our guys played really hard, and that's one of the things that looking back at that game that you can build upon. And then offensively, you know, our guys being down like that had the ability to keep finding a way to find the end zone and not giving up at all. And, you know, I think that's the main thing is the fight that they have in them. And they played all four quarters and took it down to the last play of the game. And, they were hoping for overtime, you know, maybe a missed kick or a blocked field goal at the end. And, but that's not the way it happened. And just got to go back and try and fix any mistakes we made.
Absolutely. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, your offense played well once we got it going. They moved the ball really up and down the field. Grant had a great, great looking game, 220 yards passing. He had a great looking 49-yard touchdown run. Offense was looking good. Wasim had a kind of a breakout game. He looked really good. And when we, certain times when we couldn't get things going, you hand the ball to him and he just would just make things happen. Amazing.
There's a couple of plays in that game that stand out to me. Is one, Grant scrambling, and he rolls back to the left and finds a wide open Wasim, and Wasim catches it and takes it down to the 2 yard line. And you know, this is a big point in the game because it's 40 seconds left in the half, and we get the ball down on the 2 yard line, and they call him for a fumble, which I think he's down.
Right.
And I would like to think that we punch that in, make it 21-14 before the half. And then there's a couple fourth down plays that we score touchdowns on. The throw to Hezekiah down in the corner, and he makes a great play, jumps up, gets on top, you know, high points the ball in the corner of the end zone. You know, great throw. He got a scramble around and scramble roll to the right and finds a target. Fourth down play heading into the locker room in the second half. Grant steps up in the pocket, rolls to the left, and then as he's falling down, he makes a throw to Wasim, and Wasim breaks the tackle for a touchdown.
That was great.
And then the other fourth down play is, we're middle of the field, and then we have a route where our running back runs right up the middle of the field. He's wide open, Jamarius Towns, and catches the ball, makes a heck of a play, and runs it in for a touchdown. I think we'll tie it up 28 all. And, but I mean, if you look back at our offense, there's other things too that are key. We've got to get lined up correctly. We've got to know who's on and off the ball. We had a touchdown call back to Hezekiah on the corner route.
That seems to be a common theme in some of our games. Yeah, we've had some touchdowns called back.
Yeah, touchdowns called back. But, you know, we shifted into a formation, you know, and the outside receiver looked on the ball.
Right.
So that was another questionable call at a crucial time in the game. So, but you know, we've got to make sure when we got something schemed up, you know, we've got to execute it to perfection. I think that's what we're missing out on is just a little small details. No small details to become bigger things during the game.
Well, getting back to that fumble from Wasim, that was a great run, by the way. He went down there, and then, like I said, I didn't think it was a fumble either. But I know he was distraught about it. I saw him on the sideline, but I saw some of your older players come in there. They're picking him up, telling him keep his head in the game. We're going to need him. And I thought that was just great leadership by these guys, man. Yeah, so that was awesome.
That's good to see, too, because if he hangs his head and is worried about the fumble, he probably doesn't make the play on our sideline because he's still worried about the play before. It's always the next play. We're going to come back to you. We're not just because if you make a mistake.
And you did. Yeah, he was big.
We definitely came back to him.
So that play to Towns, the little running back play out the backfield, up the seam.
Right.
That's the first time I'd seen that. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was definitely a game plan, for them. You know, they were doing some things. If we ran these routes, the linebackers were getting out of there and leaving the middle of the field open, so we took advantage of that. And there was also a play earlier in the game. We ran a play out of our wing set, and we snuck a tight end in an unbalanced set and motioned the backs out, and he ran, released down the seam, and had him wide open. And
which tight end was that? Was that Hezzy?
It was another receiver. We just hit him in there. It was like Ronald Spradley. And he was running down the middle of the field. We just couldn't get the ball off in time. You know, got pressured off the edge. And one thing Effingham did a really good job was they heated us up. They blitzed us. And we got to do a better job of picking up the blitz.
Yeah, it seemed like Grant was running for his life a lot. And they did. They were successful. And they had some very athletic type defensive linemen that were quick.
Yeah, defensive linemen, linebackers, they had a really good defense. And, we're not going to see any weak defenses in the playoffs.
Nope.
You know, so definitely this is a good game for us to, you know, try and work on some things.
So that pass to Hezekiah in the corner, it seems like you can do that anytime you want it to. He went up and high-pointed that ball. There's nobody could take it from him.
Yeah,
so that was amazing.
He showed off his basketball skills.
He surely did.
And made a great play and really high-pointed, got up there like he was about to dunk a basketball. And to stay in balance, too, because he's right there on the edge of the end zone right there, and he made a heck of a play.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, it was really the game of tale of two halves, really. You came out the second half, and we were just talking. We won the second half. It was just a half. We won it 21-7. What was the adjustment? What did you tell them in the locker room?
I mean, coming out of the half, you know, I told them, you know, it's not over. You know, let's go back out there. You can't get it all back in one play, so don't think you're going to make a big play. It's just going to be play after play after play, and got to play the next play. But, I mean, the message coming out of the half was, you know, just don't – we're not going to lay down for these guys. Let's try and get back in this thing. And definitely our team responded very well. I'm proud of those guys for – being coachable. You know, I think that the adjustments listed to the coaches in there and what we're going to do in the second half and, you know, take advantage of what they were giving us. And we, you know, the only thing that I'm kind of disappointed we had to get a run game going, and I don't think it was existent Friday night. So, I mean, the only thing that we had in the run game was Grant pulling the ball in the second half. I think that was one of the things that was really good, that he made a great read and pulled it and walked in. You know, he could have walked in the past 20 yards or into the end zone. Nobody was around him.
Yeah, they didn't see that. Looking back at the film, I was actually at the concession stand, and I missed that. I couldn't believe it. And then I went back and looked at it. I'm like, man, there was nobody looking at him.
Yeah, their defense hands were crashing really hard, trying to run down the play from the backside, and their linebackers were over-pursuing, you know, just because we run around an outside zone. So they were trying to get over there, and nobody was backside.
Well, Coach Effingham, they were successful with that little screen dump pass. We were getting penetration all night long, and then they would just throw it over our heads, and then they were just gutting us with that.
Yeah, definitely. You
know, did we make an adjustment to that?
Yeah, I mean, we got to redirect, you know, defensive line. We got to recognize when the offensive line is you know, trying to sell screen, you know, because when you do that as an offensive lineman, you really don't want to put your hands on a lot of guys, and they try and get upfield a lot. And you know, I think our linebackers, you know, did a better job in the second half, you know, seeing it and everything. But they ran the screenplay probably three different ways, and it was a different look for our guys.
And their quarterback, he was very athletic, and he ran that draw play successful.
Yeah, definitely they ran the quarterback very well.
That was the first half. The second half, we seemed to have tuned it down just a little bit.
That's
so
right.
That was a good adjustment, whatever it was. Well, special teams played well once again. We made all our PATs.
Yep.
Effingham tried to trick us up and squib it to us every time. They obviously knew who Terry Mitchell was.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they didn't want to kick it deep to him because I think we hurt him last year in the return game. So we what we did, we tried to move some returners up to those positions, those wing positions, and try and have them field the ball and see if we can get a return going. But yeah, special teams played, you know, a big factor in the game. We had a fake punt on the 50-yard line that was really good by Austin Murray. We brought him in motion and flipped him the ball, and he got about six, seven yards. That was a crucial fourth down that we converted. And then one play that we made on a kickoff, when Tyler Sams hits the ball carrier and the ball flies right up in the air. I think we got two guys down there, and just one of their guys, the ball just bounces right to them. And,
right.
You know, so that's kind of unfortunate to happen.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, are we healthy coming out of this game and going into Friday's game?
Yeah, you know, that was a very real physical game Friday night. So we had some guys banged up, nicked up a little bit, but they got treatment all this week, and you know, everybody's practiced. So looking forward to 100% healthy.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about that, because we get Monday's Mill in Hampton, Georgia. I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, South Atlanta. So a really good team. Looking forward to it.
So we're a 3 seed. And what are we going to expect from Monday's Mill?
Monday's Mill, you know, they run a spread offense. I think that they got two really good receivers. Number 4 and number 16. We got to know where they're at on the field all the time. And those are kind of their main targets. They got a big left-handed quarterback that slings it around. Really comparable to JR. I think he's got a good arm. You know, they got a big offensive line, so we definitely got to be able to get to the quarterback. We got to put some pressure on him. Can't allow him to sit back there and find his two primary targets, because they are really good athletes. And then once they get in space, they can make some things happen. And then defensively, they run a multiple front. They run 3-3 stack, 3-4, and 4-3. And they got a middle linebacker who commands the defense. He's about 6'4", 220 pounds, going to NC State.
Oh,
so he runs sideline to sideline, and he is very physical. Their second best player on the defense is their nose guard, number 5, and he's about 6'5", probably 235, 240, and he is a beast. And we definitely got to put hands on him and try and get some movement on him. But big defensive front. You know, and very, very active in the secondary. Number 1, I think, is one of their safeties who is really good in the secondary, maybe plays a little corner. I would suspect him be on, you know, Terry Mitchell, or maybe try and single up Hezekiah if he's split out wide. But definitely, and this team's coached up. Their head coach is, his name's Earthwind Moreland, and he played at Georgia Southern. He played there for 4 years, and then he had the opportunity to go to the NFL. He played for the Patriots when they won a Super Bowl. He's played on 8 different NFL teams. So he definitely knows what it takes to win, to be a champion. And he's trying to bring that to his team. So they're going to be coached up. This is in the south of Atlanta. We're playing at 12 Oak Stadium. We're actually going to be at Lovejoy High School, which is another team in their region. But the stadium that they play at is at their high school. So. It's going to be kind of different for us. It's a turf field, so looking forward to that.
So were you able to exchange film with the coach and get a, that's how you got to look at these guys?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we agreed, you know, through huddle exchange, we'll trade the last 2 games on each other. So I'm sure they got more games on us from other opponents, and they'll trade film. But yeah, we definitely had the opportunity to take a look at them and scout them out, and so definitely looking at them on film, I'm pretty sure they're going to be, when you see them in actual size, they're going to be pretty big.
Well, you just mentioned the, you know, all those great players they got, but I tell you what, we got some good players on our team too. We got some fast guys. We're going to see how good shape they are in when they start going sideline to sideline chasing some Wasims and some Towns up and down that field. So we'll see. We're a 3 seed, but like I said, I said earlier, I think we're the best team in the region. We could have easily been a 1 seed.
Right.
We scored more points and we allowed the fewest. So, I mean, to me, the stats don't lie. So We could take that knowledge and we can go down there and punch somebody in the mouth.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, if you look at our region, it could have been, we could have easily been the one, the two, the three.
Absolutely.
And, if you look at that from a playoff standpoint, our opponents, you know, they're probably saying the same thing. You know, this team could have been the one, it could have been, it just fell this way for us. And, we put ourselves in this position, so we got to battle now. We got to go on the road. We got to be road warriors. And, we just got to be thankful for that. We got this opportunity to go play. And, I think our team is ready to play again. I think they're ready to get back out there. They're not ready to shut it down yet.
Well, it's just like you said last week. It's an opportunity, and hopefully these guys are excited about it because it's a last game possibly for some of these. So I know they got to be excited and jacked and amped.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Our seniors, we meet on Mondays, after our weight training class, and, we had a few seniors stand up and tell those guys, hey, this ain't going to be my last game. We're going to get out here, and we're going to get out of practice, and we're going to get after it. To see that from those guys stand up, was really, I liked it as a coach to see that from our seniors, the kind of taking it by the reins and showing some leadership. But definitely, I think they got everybody's attention, and we've had a good week of practice, and heading into the playoff game, that's what you'd like to see.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Well, Coach, what are we working on this week?
Working on just getting lined up. I think that was the biggest thing from the game the other night.
Absolutely.
Not only receivers, tight ends, but also offensive line. If we play with a little bit of tempo, I think we get some things rolling. That really goes in our favor. So get lined up fast. Make sure we know who's on, who's off the ball. Make sure that when we do, some of our plays that we scheme up for a team, to make sure we execute them, like I said, with perfection. And I think a lot of concentration goes into that. We got to work on, if people see us, that people had success running screens on us, we got to be able to redirect defensive linemen and recognize it, at our linebackers at depth and come up and make the play. So those are things that we've been, kind of hitting on in practice.
How about a word of the week? I heard through the grapevine, I might know what it is, but
toughness.
Toughness, that's what I heard. That's a good one.
I think there's an old saying, I think everybody knows it. when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. And right now we're a three seed, so that's a tough spot. And we got to go on the road, which is also tough. And we just got to get going. And we're from South Georgia. We play hard-nosed football down here, and we got to travel to south of Atlanta, and we got to take that mentality with us.
Well, I think they're going to be ready, and I know they're going to be excited about it. So that's a plus. I know they're going to be tough. Any two-way players, coach, that you're thinking about? Because it's a playoff game,
Yeah,
I see a lot of coaches. Don't be afraid to play your studs on both sides of that ball.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're in the playoffs, and we're going to do everything that we possibly can to give us an advantage. So we definitely got some guys that I think are helping us out this week, and we'll just have to check that out in the game Friday night and see who's out there. I'm not going to.
We won't name names.
Yeah, definitely. We want to help. Somebody on our offense can help us on defense, and vice versa. I think that's an advantage we got to take. And there's no guarantees. From here on out, we're only guaranteed these next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and our guys definitely trying to put it all on the line.
Coach, this is a playoff game. Even the last game, it had that playoff game feel about it.
Right.
And I know everybody was amped up. I could just feel it. How do you keep the players focused or relaxed going into this game? Anything special you're going to do? I guess that's a long ride. I know last time you went to a long ride to stop somewhere.
No, I think we're definitely, the trip's 4.5 hours away, so we definitely don't want to get caught in traffic or anything, and I want to make everything as normal as possible for these guys. So, we're gonna leave the high school at, 10:30, and we're not gonna stop anywhere. We're gonna go straight through and make sure we can get above Jonesboro or the McDonough area before rush hour hits and everything. And we're gonna feed the guys breakfast, and they're gonna get a game day lift in and do any final walkthroughs or anything before we leave Brunswick High School, and then jump on the bus and let those guys relax up there. It's gonna be a long ride, but and then head to pregame meal up there on the McDonough exit. So
we know where that's gonna be yet?
Yeah, we're gonna get Longhorns on the way up there.
Oh, God.
The restaurant that I called said that they host pregame meals there all the time, so they got it down to a science, and I just told them the number of people we have, and they said they'll be ready for us when we sit down.
So, they weren't scared of 100?
No, they weren't scared at all. They said bring it on. So,
this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we had a great crowd at the last game that they all traveled. I'm hoping that they travel again. And of course, this is a little bit, longer trek. Is there any way for folks that aren't going, do we know how they can watch the game?
I don't know if they have the NFHS streaming at their school. They might have that. I know it might be on their YouTube channel.
That's something that can be Googled and we can figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know if it will be. If I find any information, be on the lookout for the Touchdown Club Facebook page or trying to get it out to everybody. I have got good word that there's a lot of Brunswick alumni that live in Atlanta that are supposed to be coming to the game, so that's pretty promising to hear that, and to hear that they would come down and support.
Absolutely.
The guys. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that make the trip from Brunswick to 12 Oak Stadium, so definitely we appreciate that. The crowd Friday night was awesome. I think they really got into the game. But that atmosphere of Friday night was really good. And we appreciate that.
Well, I expect more of that on this Friday. So you kind of mentioned it already. What's your Thursday? What's tomorrow and what's Friday going to look like?
Yeah, I mentioned how Friday's going to look, but Thursdays are a normal Thursday for us. We got weight training fourth block, and then after school we head out on the turf and we do our special teams walk through, and then we split offense and defense, and our guys get their uniforms and get their travel bags and pack it up and put it on a trailer. Make sure they got everything in their bags and that they'll need. We're not scrambling on Friday morning to pack bags and everything. We do that Thursday. And, it's all the physical practice and everything is it's over. So now it's mental from here on out.
Well, we're the visiting team, so I imagine we're wearing the whites again.
Yep.
I love the whites. So was it the white on white again? Are you, can you let it out? Have we asked the seniors yet?
Yeah, I've talked to the seniors, and I'm pretty sure we're going to go white on blue.
White on blue.
Yeah, blue pants. You know, they're kind of, they're navy and orange. They wear kind of like Auburn a little bit. So.
What color helmets do they wear?
They're navy blue. So they're dark helmets.
Blue on blue.
Yeah, our blue's kind of a lot lighter than that, but definitely that's what our guys wanted to wear. They want to switch it up.
All right, Coach. Well, I know you're going to get them fired up, and I know they're ready to go, so let's get them going. Go Pirates.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.